You'd never guess, but once upon a time this land of ours
was sick, infirm, and doddering, robbed of all its powers.
People lay in bed all day, only arose to collect their pay.
Life for them was just a bowl of flowers.
They bred like rabbits, coupling day and night. Claimed the child allowance as their right. Fell sick of diseases of all descriptions just to collect the free prescriptions. Often broke a limb just out of spite. Eye and dental treatment, they were free. Part of the welfare state conspiracy. Cheap housing and cheap transport, they were tricks to lead us all astray and see life as an endless holiday.
The poor were disaffected with ideas above their station,
like jobs for all and free school meals, a decent education.
The writing, it was on the wall, then was heard the clarion call,
and Finchley's queen rode over the horizon.
I hope to God, she cried, I'm not too late to perform a miracle and set things straight. To fight the good fight and raise the flag for a new society of grab and fashion the modern cost-effective state. She kneed the unions in the crutch with scorn, saying I mean to do what I have sworn. Shatter the night with fractured bowels, gripped and twisted the nation's bowels, and the economic miracle was born.
And then the January bumper sale was organized,
and patriotic spivs and multinationals were advised
that the country was up for grabs, and so whoever turned up with a pile of dough would get a chunk of Britain as the prize.
She stood behind the counter full of zeal, sold telephones, Rolls-Royce and British Steel. She sold what wasn't hers to sell, like British Airways gas as well, and threw in North Sea oil to clinch the deal.
When she talks of future plans, she waxes lyrical,
while some of the rest of us become hysterical.
Water, DHSS and coal mines are in the privatization pipeline, along with railways, the army, prisons, royal ordnance, the electricity system, education, etc., etc., and even perhaps the air we breathe. And this is the ladies' economic miracle.